Dumela and welcome to African Women Arise. As we continue in our series on resilience, I hope the past week has really, challenged you. Yeah, challenged you just to ask yourself, what is this resilience that we are talking about? Obviously, the dictionary has so many kind of definitions for it, but as Christians, I challenge us to go even deeper than the dictionary version, right? And today we're going to be looking at Psalm 51, a Psalm of David. It is a psalm that many of us would have heard before, but there's so much in it. And I just want to bring in this idea, or this truth rather, that God provides past grace, present grace, and future grace. And I want us to go into the weekend just having that as our banner, right? Having that as like our, the slogan on our t-shirts, so to speak, as we enjoy Saturday and Sunday that we'll be following. And so that is the title. God provides grace for the past, for the present, and for the future. I'm going to read the psalm now and join me in reading Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. You who are God my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. As many of you know, this psalm was penned by David after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And it's so incisive, right? And it really corrects our understanding of what sin is. And it gives us great hope and great joy in the Lord, even as we have wronged him. Why can we be confident in our joy and our confidence in the Lord, even when we are stained by sin? Well, it's because God provides for our sin grace that deals with our past. And we see that very clearly in Psalm 51, verse 1 to 6. He talks about he was conceived in sin. He was conceived from birth, verse 5, in his mother's womb, knowing only sin. And yet, in verse 7, He's confident that God cleanses him with hyssop and he is made clean. He speaks now in the present after he had committed sin with Bathsheba. He's talking about God's ability and God's delight and God's ability to cleanse him with hyssop. And hyssop was obviously used in the tabernacle to cleanse it. So it really does speak of God's final and complete work of cleansing us from our sin in the present as well as in the future. And he says, do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. So we see that the future grace being provided by the Lord himself. Isn't that amazing? And I would challenge you just to look at this theme for yourself. Just go through Psalm 51 and slowly identify the verses that speak of God's past grace on your life as it has been in David's life when we did not even know him or care to know him, and identify those verses that speak about God's grace in the present, where we have sinned against him and wronged him, and yet we see him covering us. We see him passing over our sin. And then identify those passages in Psalm 51 that talk about God's future grace, how God's future grace from cleansing us to sustaining us in the future. And that gives us such boldness and confidence to come to the Lord with our hearts, right? And you see the word heart mentioned multiple times in this psalm. David's desire is that his heart is pure before the Lord, because it is God who weighs the motivation of our hearts. God's interest, God's understanding is that it is our hearts that needs to be cleansed, right? And so that's why he provides Jesus, who is the only one who's able to do a complete work of cleansing our hearts, of cleansing our souls, the ones that are defiled by sin from birth, the ones that continue to commit sin in the present, the heart that God desires to lean towards him in the future. And so Jesus's death on the cross is provision. It is provision that deals with us and provides grace for the past, present grace, and future grace. Past grace, present grace, and future grace. And so I hope you're going to rejoice in that. What David found is that God is looking at the motivation of our hearts and the action of our hearts. And at the same time, God provides. Hey, he delights to provide for the covering for us so that we can go into this weekend boldly with that kind of t-shirt that says God has provided. And so I thank God. I really thank him just from the bottom of my heart that I do not need to be scared of him, that I don't need to shy back, that I don't need to run away from him, that I can come close to him with a pure heart, because Jesus has paid the price. His blood was enough. Hallelujah. Amen. I will chat to you again on Monday, and I hope your church life this weekend is filled with Christ, and your friendships and your family life are filled with Christ.